Warning. This article includes details of the case that some people may find disturbing. A woman who killed her boyfriend in Sudbury in 2019 has less than 2 months in jail left to serve after she pleaded guilty to manslaughter. Kiaro Chilton, 36, was sentenced this week by Ontario Superior Court Justice Kathleen Cullen to 5 years for the stabbing death of Carl Patrick Blaise. But with the time, Chilton has already served in custody going back to her arrest in November of 2019. She had a pre-trial credit of roughly 1,178 days. The court multiplied that credit by 1.5, which gave Chilton 1,768 days of time already served. That's 4 years and 10 months. To complete her sentence, Chilton must serve an additional 57 days in custody. The sentencing was based on a joint submission by defense lawyer Mary Creamer and assistant Crown attorney Stephanie Baker. Court was told that the victim was stabbed in the abdomen sometime during the second week of November 2019, at a time when police information revealed that Chilton and Blaise had been experiencing domestic difficulties and alcohol addiction. Police had been called to their home on Melvin Avenue more than once. Chilton had a previous record of violence. She was on probation at the time of Blaise's death. Court heard that Chilton had called 911 on November 18 to report the stabbing. As police arrived at the scene, the victim was found wrapped in a blanket, court was told. There were indications that the stabbing and subsequent death had occurred several days earlier, court was told. The court heard that Blaise may have been alive for a brief period after the stabbing and no attempt was made to call for help. Evidence revealed that Blaise died after the stab wound to his stomach caused his chest cavity to fill with blood. There were also minor knife wounds to Blaise's wrist and forehead. Along with the jail sentence, Chilton was also sentenced to 30 months of probation, a lifetime ban on weapons and a DNA order.